Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like Steven, we sell scented sweatshirts. And the Shopify customer service team helped us so much. And I would say we had questions at 3, 4 a.m. They were there.
For sure. And I think it's why they help turn browsers into buyers.
Totally.
So if you want to manufacture true crime leggings in Guatemala and sell them in Indonesia, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bookclub, all lowercase, today.
That's shopify.com/bookclub. shopify.com/bookclub.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Who's that knocking at the door? It's all your friends, you filthy whore. Your husband's gone and we've got books and a bottle of wine to kill.
It's Hollywood.
It's books.
It's gossip.
I'm shook.
It's memoirs.
It's martinis.
It's Studio 54.
It's the Celebrity Book Club. Come read it while it's hot. Celebrity Book Club. Tell your secrets, we won't talk. Celebrity Book Club. No boys are allowed. Celebrity Book Club. Say it loud and proud. Celebrity Book Club.
Buzz me in, I brought the Cuervo.
Hey, best friend.
It's Wednesday afternoon, and it's a sunny day in Midtown Manhattan. I'm Lily.
And I'm Steven, and this is Celebrity Book Club.
With Steven and Lily, but you already knew that.
Suddenly, we are a morning show. It's 7 a.m. I'm on 7 cups of Dunkin'.
I have 8 traffic monitors, like, running. So I have a outfit reveal, even though this is radio. This is our huge reveal. This is our first day recording. We literally are in Midtown.
We are at the iHeart Studios on 55th Street. I feel like
Can
Carrie...
you dox them?
Not cool. Don't reveal addresses. I absolutely feel like Carrie Bradshaw in And Just Like That.
Was here. I'm like Shay was here.
Shay is present.
I'm sitting in Shay's seat. I have been crowned the Shay of 2023.
Woke button.
I know. Now that we're at iHeart, I wonder if we can get a woke moment button.
It's woke moment,
yeah.
Not just woke
now
button.
That
she didn't
joke
just say
is
the
like,
word button.
Yeah.
Now that it's officially
woke
4 years old, let's bring it back. This studio is...
Cuckoo booths.
Like it's like in a Virgin megastore.
No, we're in a Virgin megastore. I feel like we're in Josie and the Pussycats right now. It's so like open the glass door and they're like, "Welcome, ladies. What can we get you? Cappuccinos, water, Coca-Cola, McDonald's."
And we're like,
water, free pollen frags,
and everything's so mod. And it's like very Bean
so
Japanese Pod
mod.
Hotel in Virgin.
It's Virgin, it's the YOLA, not YOLA hotels, what's that, Yotel.
Yotel.
Yeah. The studio is red, just like both of our phones.
Both of our Bono-inspired phones that are giving money to AIDS
The
in
chairs
Africa.
Are red, 1999.
I feel like an awesome fucking chick.
No, I know. I'm like head to toe, limited to, and but I'm wearing, reveal, I'm wearing my shirt, my t-shirt right now for you of a dead
now closed down Boston radio station.
Oh my God. Mix 98.5, yeah. The best of the 80s, 90s, and today. Your shirt says MixFest 2000. Oh, and it's tie-dye.
Yeah.
It's dope.
Yeah, MixFest was a concert they hosted. On the back, it's supposedly signed by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Mix 98.5 was, of course, kind of the precursor to, does all those like Mike FM and
yeah,
Jack FM, does that
FM.
Still exist?
I think they do in some.
Does radio exist anymore? I mean, hello. It's all digital.
Ask our iHeart coworkers. But when I'm in another city, I'll hear a Jack FM.
Yeah.
Where they're just like Donna Summer. Well, Maroon 5.
Well, they had that famous ad that was always Jennifer Lopez, Donna Summers, Mark Anthony. And it was like, that was supposed to be the iconic variety that you would be able to hear at Mix 98.5, which is like a very gay variety.
Right. Mix 98.5, it's like the dentist station.
Yeah.
Because it is 80s, but like, they're not playing rap, I'll say that. But they're playing like NSYNC.
And in a full circle way, the iHeart Studios, besides the bright virgin red of the actual recording on-air booth that we're in, the rest of this office is stark white, which is giving dentist office.
Yes, it's dentist meets Josie and the Pussycats. There are these like tiered stadium stairs that are also reminiscent of like the Time Out stairs, like if you're, say, visiting from Florida and, like, waiting to meet, like, a creepy Elmo, they're kind of reminiscent of that.
Oh, you mean the TKTS?
Yes.
Stairs. Not Time Out New York, the magazine.
No. Tickets.
Right. Oh, you said Time Out.
I guess I was calling Times Square Time Out. I've renamed. Okay.
Okay.
I've renamed.
Sorry, media whore. Get out of media world.
Oh, I know. I'm like, tickets, Time
okay,
Out.
Sidebar about Time Out. Not to stall, but.
You're stalling.
The Time Out offices double as the advertising agency that Will Smith works at
in Hitch. Stop.
Yes. That's shot at the Time Out offices, which I think is like above Chelsea Market and may or may not exist anymore, but it's a dope ass, like very early 2000s, like business chick office.
I had no, and of course, watching Hitch, I'm thinking Midtown. Little did I know,
yeah,
it's Chelsea.
It's Chelsea.
Hitch, one of the best movies.
Another one of those movies
made.
That's kind of like, you know.
They don't make them like they used to.
Oh, the end of an era.
Well, because now, woke moment.
Yeah.
People are like, they're always so like, oh, let me get this straight. Kevin James ends up with Cameron Diaz.
Does that happen in that movie? They're in that movie?
Yeah.
But it was him and Eva Mendes.
Okay, you need to rewatch. Okay. So there's two stories going on. Hitch is like a, you know, he's a matchmaker. He's
this podcast
a teacher.
Is into, like, movies we love.
Love, I know. Okay, quickly. And then
so
we,
VH1.
We've gotten
VH1 so fast the second we get to Midtown.
Early 2000s movies we can't get enough of. Cameron Diaz and 10 Reasons Why She Needs to Unretire. Okay, we will get to the book. I'm just saying Hitch is about, Hitch is like, he's a Casanova. Like, he teaches men how to seduce women. And Kevin James hires Hitch, Will Smith, to teach him how he can, like, seduce Cameron Diaz. Because he's like, I'll never get, like, a hot chick like
okay,
her.
Okay, so it's kind of a Cyrano de Bergerac.
And then at the same, right, at the same time, Hitch is trying to seduce Eva Mendes. But actually doing your own love game is a little bit harder than teaching.
I'm assuming the moral of the story is, like, be yourself or whatever.
Definitely. Which, funny enough,
yes,
is the theme of the book we read this week. We read, I was gonna call her a sexual icon, but I take it back.
Sorry, an asexual icon, not a sexual icon.
No, I was gonna call her an
asexual
icon.
Yeah.
But after reading / hearing this book,
I'm more convinced than ever that she's ace, but
we'll discuss
your argument.
We'll absolutely discuss.
Our whole thing is just being like
get out of my
marriage
house.
Isn't okay, for me. Get out of my house. I don't want
to
touch you.
Stop talking to me. Where's my vibe? But okay, let's say her name. Literally say her name.
One of the only EGOT winners, the iconic longtime host of The View, Academy Award winner for the film Ghost.
Star of Sister Act 1 and 2.
And Karina, which
I love.
Right, because it's all about nannies, or as you call them, babysitters. Of course, we're talking about none other than Whoopi Goldberg. And her extremely random book from like 2011 called If Someone Says You Complete Me,
Run.
Whoopi's
Big Book of Relationships.
So this is a book that no one asked for.
And usually when you think of Whoopi, you're like, iconic, hilarious, activist.
Yes.
You don't think like love guru relationship icon.
She has famously been married three times,
and has had two live-in boyfriends.
And I guess, and the thing about Ted Danson, which is inarguably her most famous relationship, they didn't even live together.
No, they did not live together, but this is wild. I thought they had just like gotten together over the film Made in America, which is like also such a 90s plot that I saw at like age 5. It's like a movie about a woman that like does artificial insemination. And then her teen, who she has as Nia Long, like discovers who the like sperm is, and it's Ted Danson.
Oh.
Yeah. And she's like, what? My dad's white? Like, and Whoopi's like, I didn't want to tell you. And then like,
there was so much fun race play happening in the 90s. Remember, she was in that movie, The Associate. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I based my life off that movie. There are several Whoopi movies that this is why I'm like, she's ace. I always thought she's closeted. Like, my entire childhood personality was based on Whoopi movies. Two movies, The Associate, where she pretends to be a man so she can...
A white man, so she can be accepted on Wall Street.
Right. And, like, she uses, like... She does, like, crazy prosthetic...
She has white face. Because for most of the film, she doesn't actually have to, like, appear. She's only, like... sending phone calls or whatever, like faxes.
Yeah, like she's like, see, if and you only like, fax.
Who's the mysterious like Jim Gordon who's like running Wall Street? And then she does have to appear at some board meeting and she wears insane prosthetics and it's fully white chicks.
And then the other movie that I based my personality on was the movie Eddie, where she's at a Knicks game and like wins a sweepstakes where she gets to like try to throw a half-court shot and she gets it in and like wins tons of money and then becomes like the coach of the basketball team. And I was like, I want that to happen to me.
You want to win a sweepstakes? Have you ever won a sweepstakes? Other than me taking you to the Kiss When I Went Jingle Ball when I won tickets on the radio. And
shout out, corporate radio.
This episode is now laden with references to corporate radio. We heart Clear Channel.
About a few days before the pandemic, at Friend of the Pod Alex's Dyke soccer tournament, I won the raffle of a massive Malin and Goetz set. Moisturizer, face wash, shampoo, conditioner, lip balm.
Wait, and you know that my mom won a Ford Escape once.
No, and I'm always like, where's the Escape?
She like took the cash or whatever. She was just like, you could take a cash equivalent if you want.
Okay.
Because she was just like, I don't need this like bright yellow Escape.
So this book is like basically all about how like you need to be yourself in a relationship, about how she doesn't want to get married. She doesn't want to live with anyone. Like, you need to set your needs out because then the relationship will fail.
Let's just say it. This book is so random. It is full of the most banal, generic advice. She's constantly being like, my friends like keep asking me, Whoopi, when's the right time to like get out of a relationship? And you're just like, the most vague general question that your vague general group of friends is asking you? What are you talking about?
She starts all of the chapters by going, ask Whoopi.
Yeah.
Then reads like this question that you're like, did someone give this to you? Or?
I love the conversational audiobook style of the book, but it also reveals the book to, I question whether this book was even written.
A book. Yeah, like, I'm with you.
I do think that she was rambling to a tape recorder. It was transcribed to a book and then she re-performed it for the audiobook. That's basically what we're doing here. Because, like, she'll just do a side. She'll be like, wait, did I just get really deep? Okay, yeah. Anyway.
Or she'll
There's
do these.
So many anyways.
She'll do this thing of, like, the moment she gets a tiny bit personal, she goes, but we're not talking about that. And it's like, well, aren't we? We're talking about relationships. For someone who wrote a book about relationships, has been married 3 times.
Has had 7 abortions, which is, like, go all the way off, sis.
Well, have you seen her original HBO stand-up? From like the 80s.
No, she talks about abortion.
It was like a groundbreaking right. moment where she talks about how she gave an abortion with a wire hanger at 14.
Right. Well, I think this was interesting is like, obviously Whoopi is a revolutionary and a groundbreaker and a legend and a changemaker. This book, even though it was written in 2011, feels like it was kind of written in 1984.
Yes, it still has like a, it's in the humor section at Borders vibe about it.
So, well, and all of her advice is being like, women, let me tell you something. You need to sign a prenup and you need to get a job so you can support yourself if your man dumps you. It's really just like, it was written at like the dawn of women's lib. Just like, women, what if you figured out a way to make your own money? I'm kind of just like, I think we're already post girl boss at this point.
Right. So you're on The View currently fighting with like Elizabeth Hasselbeck, like right. a Republican conservative, like who's making her own money, but is like evil.
Right.
Like,
and even Elizabeth Hasselbeck is already being like, yes, prenup, like women should work.
Right. Or she'll be like, men, after your work, you need to go home and help out your wife. Like it's like being like, you need to help out the kids. She goes, or your husband. This whole book is very like, or if you're gay.
Or if you're gay is when she's like, I know like you want a Prince Charming, or for maybe my gay women, you want a Princess Charmita. That was very, it was Princessa Charmita. I appreciated Princessa Charmita. That was very us. It's, yeah, there's a lot of references to gay people. I guess this book to me is very like, it's her making all these vague excuses for why
She hasn't come out as ace,
where she's just like, I really didn't like being in a relationship. I want to be able to fart in my house. This book is
It's all about sex. It's all about farting.
It's very scatological. She talks about loving the smell of her own farts.
Yes.
She talks about
going into the bathroom
and like not wanting to flush the toilet.
Yes.
Like after you take a dookie.
I know. I read that. I was like, are we talking about like being so Park Slope, like saving water here?
Right.
Or I wrote in my crazy notes here, just toilet flush. And she's like, what do I want in a relationship? I want to smell my own self in the bathroom. I don't want to smell your funk. And it's like, yeah, you could just be talking about general pheromones and scent, but it sounds like you're talking about shit.
Yeah. I mean, she brings up farting maybe 6 or 7 times in this
book. Oh, because
she
says when you're in the honeymoon stage,
right.
You walk away.
And again, this is all this thing where it's just like, this is the most like generic thing that anyone has ever said. Like, oh yeah, when you're first dating, you don't want to fart. I mean, Carrie talks about this in Sex and the City in 2005. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm sure people were saying that in like the 60s and right. like Miss Manners. And
probably 1360s.
When was the first, well, I guess as a gay man, mm-hmm. as she would say, I guess in your current relationship, may I ask, you're kind of, you know, still in the year that kind of encapsulates that honeymoon stage.
Yeah.
When was the first time you really let one
rip?
Yeah.
I guess for gay relationships, there is...
It's a little different.
It's a little different because there is, like, you are actually always running up against the scatological question because of...
It's always a race.
Because of anal sex. Right?
I've heard of that.
Yeah, as you know. There can be shit involved in that process. And so, you know, I'm of the philosophy of hashtag no douching. I like to be natural. I don't think that my asshole should be a paved tunnel.
Very whoopee.
You know, and a lot of gay men are like, no, you have to wake up in the morning and douche because you don't know when you're going to get fucked on the subway. which is not really how I live my life. But I think you kind of have to just like accept that it's a part of life and move the other way. And I do think that there should be... I don't know. I guess I'm of two minds because on the one hand, I'm like, oh, the bottom should be allowed to fart every now and then because he's getting fucked. So it's just like, you know, that is creating pockets of air within the anal canal
and
that might have to be released and they're trapped. And then the other hand, I'm like, well, the top should be allowed to fart occasionally because
he's
the man. And, you know, it's kind of like masculine to be disgusting and not care. So I think, you know, everyone gets a couple passes here and there. I will say what I will take away from Whoopi that I think is accurate. She's always about like, you know, as long as everyone knows what they're signing up for and you're being honest about the conversation, then it's okay to have the conversation. So as that applies to farting, I would say if you can kind of chuckle and admit that like, oops, like that was a little gross or whatever, and I'm sorry, or kind of laugh, but like not be so cutesy about it.
No.
But also not be so like, fuck yeah, I just ripped one.
I guess Whoopi's main point in this book is like, don't be surprised, which I always think is true, by something your lover does down the line. Because it's like, you kind of always knew.
Yeah, I think one of her big kind of takeaways of this book is that people don't change. They are who they are. And you need to, A, figure out as much as you can at the beginning of a relationship before the other shoe drops. And be as revealing about yourself as you can be at the beginning of a relationship. And be honest. I think, and there's an element here I really agree with, just because it's not about just being honest with the other person. It's about being honest with yourself. And about being vigilant about your own desires, about what you want from a partner, so that, aka, what you're going to be upset about not having, or not, you know, what need is not going to be met later. You can't be mad at yourself. you know, because, oh, this person isn't XYZ, because you always knew that. And so you can't just suddenly start to resent them for that years down the line. And I think we've all been guilty of that.
Absolutely.
At some point in relationships.
Because you're like, oh, well, whatever. And as she says, you got into a relationship because you wanted to have dinner with someone every night.
That part was, I thought, was insane.
I know.
She goes on this whole rant about how, like, she knows someone
who says, I want to have dinner with someone every night. I'm tired of going, which this part was also so 80s. She was like, I'm tired of going to a restaurant alone.
And
Whoopi was like, go to a restaurant alone.
Yeah. She's like, that's not a good enough reason to be in a relationship. And I was kind of like, Whoopi, that is a relationship.
Yeah,
it is going to dinner. Like, it's literally a dining companion.
I mean, I get it. I might become asexual if I was on The View. Like, either you want to get, like, fucked hard, I think, if you're on The View, or, like, you want to see no one.
I mean, Kelly Ripa is getting fucked by Martin Suelos around the clock.
You need to burn that energy. But The View is different. It's, like, always so insane. Meghan McCain is showing up in her buns.
No, I mean, women yapping.
You're, like, fighting at 7 a.m. about, like...
7 a.m. fight.
Like, about, like, taxes with Joy Behar. It's just, like, no.
That would invert my foot in a minute.
Club. Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage.
Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell.
And when those outdoor outfits are scented, like Steven, we sell scented sweatshirts. So we put those on Shopify, and the Shopify customer service team helped us so much. And I would say we had questions at 3, 4 a.m. They were there.
For sure. And I think it's why they help turn browsers into buyers, which is something I look at. But I'm a data nerd, so,
totally.
You know, that's
and
just me.
Look, if you are, like, so confused by the data, let me just tell you this. Shopify is your no-excuses business partner. Sell without needing to code or design. We love to hear that, right? Okay.
So if you want to manufacture true crime leggings in Guatemala and sell them in Indonesia, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bookclub, all lowercase, today.
That's shopify.com/bookclub. shopify.com/bookclub.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whoopi says, you know, she doesn't want to be married because she realizes all of her scent reasons, which she lists. And then she goes, but there are those times when I need it. You know what I'm saying? So I make a call and I get mine. And I'm like,
and then she keeps calling it a drive-by.
Oh, no, a hit and run.
I'm sorry, a hit and run.
Sometimes, like, you need a hit and run.
Who is coming over?
And fucking
to Whoopi's apartment and fucking the shit out of her. Whoops, when she talks about that French guy who has, quote,
the 80-year-old.
The 80-year-old actor who's in Breathless. And she's like, so I'm at a restaurant in Paris. And he walks in and, honey, I spread my legs and I almost said entrez-vous.
She was like, I don't care. Age has nothing to do with it. Once I was at another dinner and I saw this 85-year-old woman. And this, like, young guy went up to her, and she had it. Mm. I once asked a friend of mine who was dating a very old lesbian if the sex was different.
The friend of yours was Sarah Paulson.
Who, by the way, I am so fucking over Sarah Paulson and Holland Taylor and their bullshit. Can I say that at iHeart?
Yes, you may.
It's just like, also it's my fault for like following a million like lesbian meme accounts, but it's just like, can we stop praising them?
Yeah.
She's old. She's not. They're both like, you know, iconic actresses. Yes.
There is a little bit of this kind of condescending, like,
oh, how beautiful. Yes.
For like, isn't that so beautiful that she thinks this old woman like actually has a sexuality and isn't just a corpse? Like, that's so brave of Sarah Paulson.
And like, oh, they're so horny for each other. It's so beautiful. Like, intergenerational love between two women is amazing.
I think it also maybe reveals some desire, you know, for a clear top. You know, obviously in same-sex relationships, we need more performative dynamics to establish who is the top, who's the bottom. And so you're like, oh, well, she's 30 years older, so that really makes her this domineering, powerful character.
I kind of think...
You think
Sarah Paulson's the top, but I think
hard
they're kind
disagree.
Of, I think they're switchy at the end of the day. Like, I don't think Holland Taylor, I mean, I guess because Peggy, she's being kind of a power bottom. And
oh,
she's
and
like,
she's being like,
they're opening up a
darling,
vault of dildos. Yeah. And she goes, I want
this.
She
has Casanova's dildo. From that Castrato's dildo from 1718.
They got it at Julian's auctions. She's like, Sarah, I want the stallion tonight.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I take it all back.
So Whoopi is also... Okay, so let's get to the asexuality of it all.
Yeah.
You know, there are varying degrees of ace, and she mentions the hit and runs, and then also does use a vibrator, so she...
So, yes, and she has all these marriages, and, like, she's had all these abortions, and, like, she wants to get fucked by the French guy in the restaurant. There's all these references to, like, wanting to be sexual, and yet there is this wall up in this book. She never mentions any relationship like with any specificity at all.
It's so fiercely private. It's just so crazy to me that you would voluntarily write a book about relationships and not be willing to mention one thing.
There's this weird defensiveness up. And then there's this constant kind of feigning of like, you know, I don't know what happened. It's just not for me. I don't like being around people. I don't like people in my space. This like insane fear of intimacy that she has.
Like, I tried it. She has so many walls.
Yeah. And maybe the wall is just literally sexualness. But she is a bit from another generation. And so I think she's just like, well, this is what you're supposed to do. Like, you're supposed to fall in love. And like, this whole book is almost her grappling with that.
Yeah, of being like, you're supposed to get married. She says this sad story. Her first marriage, she was sobbing. And her mother goes, I got the car keys.
Yeah.
You don't have to do this.
You don't have to get married. And right at the wedding.
Yeah,
right?
At
she
the
was
wedding.
Like, you can be runaway bride. I'll give you the car keys. Go run. And she was like, but, and you know, I should have done that, but I got married. Which I also kind of disagree with. I don't think you should leave people at the altar. I think you should get married and get divorced.
Yes. Why? It's like, have the party.
Have the party. But then she's also like...
I mean, most of her marriages were like 18 months. Oh, she did that.
She kind of did that. I do think that's better than, you know, being so Shane at the end of season 3 or
season
4 or whatever.
And leaving Carmen. No.
She at the altar. That was rude.
It's rude. It's rude to your guests. It's to have spent the money.
But there are times when I just find her understanding relationships to be somewhat alien, despite all of her being like, it's not like it is in the movies. And she just like lists a million different movies. And she's just like, here's the thing. Like, a prostitute doesn't actually look like Julia Roberts. So this is why you can't trust movies and Pretty Woman isn't real. And
okay,
you're kind
but
of like, yeah, I know that.
As a sidebar, though, I do love how pro sex work she is.
Right. She's because being like, and if that's what you want to do, I don't judge.
And she keeps on saying, which I don't totally agree with, she keeps on saying if someone like cheats or like goes and gets something outside the relationship, it has nothing to do with you to the other partner. Which
not true.
It's like, well, you're in a relationship. So in a sense, it always does. Yeah. It means you're not giving that to the other person. I think her main thing in very like terms of like, it's very John Edwards. Like if your partner is sick and they can't fuck, like the husband should be able to like go and like
And Elizabeth Edwards, who famously is a monster and may she rest in peace, when she was dying of cancer, like she should have just let him fuck that whore, whatever he did on that plane. Who was she? She was like a campaign piece.
No, she was his campaign videographer. Oh,
videographer. Wait, that's so The Staircase, how he
slept with
French. Director falls in love with him.
And she was so just like broad. She was kind of Shannon Tweed vibes.
Yeah. She was 80s. She was, what's her name? Rail Hunter. Oh, also,
what
that
name is so
porn.
Okay.
That was weird.
Creepy. It's the iHeart energy.
Okay, wait. I want to discuss this element of her, again, just being crazy and wrong. When she's talking about, first of all, let me ask y'all this question.
Ask Whoopi.
Can men and women be friends?
She literally does the When Harry Met Sally. Again, that movie came out in 1985, right. And this book was written in 2011. And she says she has tons of male friends and that the wives of all of her male friends like trust her not to fuck their husbands. And it's like, yeah, because you're
ace. Well, when she's also like, people don't understand how I can be friends with my exes. And I was like, because you're a lesbian.
Yeah.
And
right.
The lesbian thing is being friends with your exes. And then she goes, she's trying to explain to us, the reader, like, how is this possible? She's like, imagine, like, let's just think about gay people. Like,
oh, yeah, I love that.
She's like, if sex and attraction were always hanging over every friendship, then every gay guy couldn't have gay friends.
It's like,
and
all gay guys like, sleep together.
News flash, Whoopi. Yeah. Sex and attraction is hanging over every gay relationship. Are you insane?
It's like, hello, every single have you heard of the chart?
It's like
friends with their exes. Everyone is friends with an ex's dating an ex.
And I was like, you know, I don't know a single gay male friendship that isn't bathed in sexual tension, even if they never act on it. Of course it is.
Yeah, I questioned, and I'll leave this anonymous, a friend of ours. And I said about another gay guy that we were at an event with. Have you guys ever, there been something? And they definitely had sex in a group setting together, but he said that there wasn't, they didn't really touch during it, and that was never their thing.
Right.
So in a sense, I saw that as a non-sexual
was
friendship.
Was it a good friend, Andy Cohen, and you had an event with Anderson Cooper?
Okay, so also, I watched this clip of Whoopi on Andy Cohen, and he asked her, being like, have you talked to Ted Danson? And she laughs and goes, I've boned 20 people since then.
Oh?
Yeah. And goes, why would I talk to him?
How many years had elapsed between this?
It was like 20 years. I feel like it was like,
okay, so she's boned one person annually since then? Her annual hit and run?
I'm just so dying to know who that man is.
Yeah. Or woman.
Or woman. So I was a big Whoopi binge. I watched Boys on the Side last night.
I haven't seen. Which is so good. I feel like I watched Six Dark 2 a lot as a kid, which I know that's so like basic gay of me.
I mean, my sister and I rented Six Dark 1 and 2 every single weekend. Like, they were like, it's just kind of like, why
obsessive.
Didn't we buy, like, it's so random. It's like, our parents didn't just buy the VHS.
Yeah. Oh, there's, wait, you rented it.
We rented it like every weekend.
And this is why the poor stay poor.
Yes, we don't invest.
Because the renter's society.
None of my parents were like, carry the two.
Yeah.
$4.99 times 4 times 12.
Yeah.
That's on them, period.
No, they should have taught you better lessons.
Investment
we
lessons.
We don't teach young girls how to save.
Yet we did randomly own Boys on the Side. So she plays a lesbian in Boys on the Side. And it's just insane. It's so natural.
Right. It's like Queen Latifah and Set It Off. And you're kind of just like, sis.
She's literally playing, in this movie, backup keyboard for the Indigo Girls at a club in Tucson.
What?
Yes.
And it just makes so much sense.
It's things that make sense.
Yeah. things that about Whoopi's career that just make sense when she played a lesbian on the comeback.
She does make a good point, I think, about menopause and how like all divorces happen.
Or manopause. You know what I'm talking about.
happen like in the 50s. And it's because the bodies are changing.
Yes.
And estrogen, we need to
acknowledge
chemistry.
That bodies change. And that's okay.
Yes.
Because then suddenly men can't get it up anymore. And they think, I'm not a man.
No.
But that's okay. That's just. And she was like, and you know what? And we can find other ways to be intimate with each other. We can be in an elevator and just rub up against each other briefly. She offers that as like.
As
a
like
solution.
Fraudage for like couples like, going through issues.
Yeah. Over the clothes, public-private fraudage.
I mean, that's so sex therapist on like an A&E show where they're like, go to a couple and they're like, hey guys, don't have sex for a month. I want you to make out. I want you to tickle each other. I want you guys to dry hump like teenagers.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, Charlotte and Trey in the cam.
Right.
Okay. Point number four, why she's ace. It's when she says that she's attracted to minions.
She
Have
says,
you ever heard anything more ace?
She says literally the only person she has like crazy attraction to, like wet on the floor, soaked red I Heart carpet, minions.
And she's like, I want to cuddle with minions. And like at this stage in my life, like I don't really feel that kind of amorous. Like I need to touch them.
The most non-binary figure
in history is a minion. It's a one-eyed blob.
Blob. No.
No organs.
No organs.
In or out. No holes, no protrusions.
I feel like some of them wear overalls. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
You're attracted to minions.
Yeah. I think what's also attractive to her about the minion is it's non-threatening, right? There is nothing that can penetrate
her. They're not going to move.
Because she has the walls up, right? So that's the classic, no, I don't want to be penetrated. I don't want her to bottom. But then there's also like, there's nothing that she has to do either. You know, it's like there's no vulnerabilities on the minion.
I also think she might be like a bi, she's like a top with men, which I don't know if she knows that about herself
yet.
Oh,
you think she's so strap-on?
Yeah. Like, I think she does have attraction to men. And she said, I mean, her and Ted Danson, they were both like, it was torrid. He left his wife of 16 years for Whoopi after his wife had a stroke.
Yeah. Wow. God, don't get sick because your man will leave your ass.
Yeah, seriously.
But I'm just like, so she then, maybe she got it all out of her system.
That is the other idea. She's just kind of like, I'm done.
Well, okay, well, another alien thing, when she's talking about lube and she goes, I had a friend who tried lube once. I'm like, what decade is it? You had a friend who tried lube once.
And you say you have gay friends.
Right. And she's just like, okay, it doesn't work for everybody because she had a reaction and then her husband had something else going on. And I don't know if I can recommend it. So you got to do your own research. This is where it also, like, it just gets.
Very like, so I got on AOL.com and I asked Jeeves, what lube can I use?
It's very like, go to ask Jeeves.
It's also very 90s. I'm sure her friend used the most like toxic lube and not like a water based,
an amazing
like,
water based
made by folks.
Lube that was, like, made in Western Mass. What lube do you use, not to pry?
Like the Babeland, like generic.
Okay.
Brand.
Just like the cheapest thing they have at the like expensive store. So you're not going to CVS and getting Astroglide. But
no, I'm not. I'm going to the folks led sex store and getting their brand.
I will say I use a lube that I was sent as an influencer over DM by an awesome brand called Good Parts. and I've been making my way through the two like small bottles for like 2 years. And honestly, they're great.
Good Parts.
Yeah. Good Parts.
Okay.
For all your good parts.
I got like sponsored, I forget, for some of like one of my speed dating events I did by like some sex toy company that had the funniest name. And they gave me so many like individual packets, like ketchup packets, which at first I was like, oh, this will be convenient for travel. But ultimately it's like so sticky in ketchup. asexual, lesbian. Oh, this is what I wanted to ask you. She says, you need to know the four things you want in a relationship.
Right.
And the four things you don't want in a relationship. Which, you know, it's important advice. Again, it's a little generic and it's like, sure.
I think it changes. You know, for me, in each relationship, towards the end, there become some elements that are unsustainable. And then I'm left in the next relationship wanting to kind of repair those things.
I think usually a pattern with most people is like you go, not most people, but a lot of people, you search for the opposite after a certain type of breakup. And you try to find...
Or you do exactly the same. You look for the same thing and you repeat patterns. I think more people are repeating patterns. I mean, I think I'm still repeating patterns even though I'm trying to break free of them all the time.
I see that.
But it's like, you know, I went from... Think of a couple of relationships ago, you know, that relationship had a lot of frostiness to it, a lot of distance, a lot of, you know, lack of validation. It was very cool. And so... In my next relationship, I was looking for someone who would be really kind of like unequivocally
attentive, warm,
and warm. And I found that. And then, you know, that relationship had was very sexual, but also had some sexual imbalances, some power imbalances. And ultimately, he was like a lying, cheating sack of shit.
All the way off at the iHeart Studios.
When
we're in Midtown, we don't hold back.
And then my current relationship, it was like, I still wanted someone who was like attentive and like, and very there and warm.
I think, and that's what we call learning. Like you were realized like, oh, okay, these are the things I need.
Yeah.
But I also learned some other things that I don't want from my last relationship.
I do think that each relationship is like, you're adding one more piece to the puzzle of like something you weren't getting before that now you're getting.
Yeah.
But I also think...
Puzzle pieces are also taken away.
Yes, puzzle pieces are taken away and what you want shifts. I mean, I remember I had a relationship many, many, many years ago where this guy was...
1975.
And this guy was like too into me at first and I was just kind of like very turned off by how available he was. And I think that...
Classic turn off.
Because in my mid-20s, I really like... I think I didn't value myself enough to know that it was okay for someone to want me. I thought that meant, oh, well, if they're too available, like, that means that, like, they're not cool enough for me.
You were the classic girl of, like, I want a man to run over me.
Yeah, and I want him to be hard to get. And I thought that that meant that he was a prize. And if I didn't have a prize, then I wasn't a prize.
And
right?
you wanted the sweepstakes.
Right, and I wanted the sweepstakes. And now I think I understand a little more that a relationship is really about, you know, the dynamic and the day-to-day, and as Whoopi says, the second-by-second, and, you know, how someone can be there for you first, and then you add in these other more superficial factors about how they look and how they rock your world and, like, what their job is and how much money they make.
That was so true, though, when she said a relationship is second-by-second.
Yeah.
You know, because it's the little things, okay? It's not those honeymoon moments. It's that second. When you're taking a left and a DoorDash driver almost hits your car.
Yeah.
How you guys act
in
that moment.
Wow.
And after.
And, you know, I think about that my relationship, you know, when we were stranded in Panama on an island on the Caribbean coast and we had only 12 hours to get back to Panama City so I could fly to LA and do a live show of my podcast and make almost $600. He didn't panic. He was so calm, and we did take a boat back to the mainland and ultimately a bus across the country, and he was...
A 12-hour bus, may I add.
He was my knight in shining armor, and he was so calm and fun and, like, cracking jokes, but also still being, you know, appropriately concerned.
Of the grieving, of what was
and
happening.
And, like, you know, running with passports or whatever, like, trying to make stuff work, but not also being crazy panicked. It was, like, it was perfect, and that was the moment I knew.
I was gonna say, I feel like that was the moment.
So what are your four things?
Well, I just like wrote a little list. I wrote five things I want. This already feels like copy for a dating ad. Good sex, humor, care for me, sexy. I want them to have a good support network. Like them to have really good friends.
Yes.
Or just like that to be important to them.
Yes.
I literally wrote similar values.
Okay.
Able to eye roll the same thing.
Absolute Christian girl.
What I really meant is like when someone says something ridiculous, you can be like, oh, you know, just look at each other across the room at moments.
Yeah, you
and
definitely
want to
like connect with them personality wise. I mean, that's very Whoopi when she's just like, this is an actual quote from the book. Conversation gives you a lot of insight into who you're spending time with. That's why dating is so important. And she's literally like, talk to someone to get to know them. Be like, that's a little bit what similar values is. You're just like, no, you're not going to date someone who you just have nothing in common with.
Well, I think there's, like, you know, for example, me and my girlfriend, we don't really like the same movies.
Right.
You know, that's not really, I guess, what I was saying. I meant just like kind of like how you approach situations.
Yes. No, I mean, I totally agree, though. And I think the moment that you spoke of is essential, which is the can someone do something at a party and the two of you can look at each other wordlessly and know you're laughing at the same thing? That's, I think, key.
Yeah. I feel like one of the first moments that my current girlfriend and I connected, and I didn't even really think of her. I was like, I didn't even think kind of that was going to happen. But we were at an event of mine, and a lesbian bit another lesbian and aggressively, violently.
I just want everyone to make sure they heard what you just said. A lesbian bit another lesbian.
I was hosting an L-word trivia. Yeah, L-word trivia night. My friend was our DJ, and I'll put that in quotes. And another lesbian bit her. And kind of like everyone was being so insane and like, dramatic and like crazy because obviously a bite just happened.
Yeah.
And me and Maya just kind of like both connected at the bar over some Bud Lights.
Like, damn, these bitches be crazy.
Cheers to that.
Yeah.
Ask Whoopi.
Yeah. Forged in chaos. Celebrity Book Club.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotika.
Ask segments.
What does she eat?
What does she wear?
How does she live?
What does she wear? She has such iconic style. She's always in like a hypebeast, like orange, yellow sneaker.
She has gotten more streetwear, I feel like, being so like wearing Air Force Ones and like.
Well, I watched her in my Whoopi binge last night. I watched this comedy special from like 1991, and she was in like completely retro, I mean new then, like funky basketball sneakers, basically harem pants, a t-shirt, massive blazer. It was very Issey Miyake.
I mean, her style is pretty standard, butch. She's definitely not like showing her curves. Like she's always wearing like really roomy, like floor-length denim shirts.
And, I mean, like, yeah, she like invented iconic lesbian style. Little sunglasses, denim jacket, beret.
Yeah.
She was wearing like a bowling shirt because 80s comedy style, like is
modern
butch,
yeah.
But she, and I think some have like femmed from that, but she's just gotten like, I think a little more streamline athletic.
And it, you know, yeah, but she's still doing a lot of like, I feel like in The View, she's still always wearing a pretty structured, like long button down all the time, or like a big linen shirt. Or, like, all,
yeah, I guess I just meant, I bet she's wearing like a $300,
oh,
like a neoprene pant.
Yes. But I think like you know, especially in The View, it's like she's the contrast to the excessive sort of femininity of the other hosts. And everyone's in these like newscaster, like tight little dresses and like their bodycons.
She has an iconic style. I mean, her sunglasses collection.
Yeah.
She's never stops.
Yeah. And they really work for her. Well, as she says in the book, she was like, my mom told me that like...
Oh, yeah, like wasn't
she
hot.
She was like, you're cute, but you're not going to get very far with your face alone. So you need to fight for what you want.
She kept on saying, this also was so like robotic and alien. She was like, when I decide I need sex, I put my like energy out to get it. And then when I'm done, I pull it back in as like a non-hot person.
Yeah. It's kind of like, that's kind of what everyone does.
I mean, I will say, you know, I've always thought of myself as someone, you know, who uses my humor.
Right.
To attract the fair sex.
Yeah, you're always betting chicks on groupies on tour. You're so fucking funny. That's how you've attracted all seven of the people you fuck with?
Yeah, exactly. Humor. It all worked.
So you agree or disagree with that? Do you have to turn it on?
That's what I'm saying. I think it's always on. Yeah, and again, that's how I got the seven, what we're calling the sexy seven.
The sexy seven. Lily Murata and the seven dwarves. All right. What does she eat?
Huh.
This
well,
is actually
she's
kind of a, she's farting up a storm. So that's actually, I'm kind of concerned what's going on with the diet.
Oh, she does talk about how much she loves bars, which I was obsessed with. Because she's like anti-app. And she's like, you know, you can't tell how they smell. But if you're
again,
I know. But
olfactory complex.
But scent is huge.
Oh, I agree
100%. If you are
there's
in
nothing
bed,
I hate more when you go down on a guy and he reeks of like cologne and deodorant and he's got the like shaved pubic hair. It's so disgusting.
Or if you just are kind of knee deep in a crevice, the nook, you know, and... Mm. The
As
smell
Carrie
is,
says, the nook.
Yeah,
Aiden's
the nook.
Nook.
If the smell is just not right, it's not right.
I totally agree. And a lot of people's smells are not good. I mean, but it's like, yeah, you're also like, yeah, and you go on a date with someone from Tinder and then you smell them and then you're like, okay, no. So
right, and you can smell.
And
but
she's
she,
being like, that's a waste of time. And it's like, not that big of a waste of time.
Yeah, I know. And she keeps on being like, I love meeting people at smoky bars.
So
anyway, literally we're stalling. What does she eat?
I guess I'm like, is it a lot of, what makes you fart?
Okay, I think
she's a vegan diet, classically.
Yeah, I do think like for breakfast, she's very like old man, very the associate. I think she's overnight oats. Like, I think it's extremely old fashioned. I think it's a grapefruit.
Yeah,
and like
very
80s.
Grapefruit, one hard-boiled egg.
Yeah. Oh, I bet she snacks on a lot of hard-boiled eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs would get you to Fartland for sure.
For dinner, I think Whoopi to me is like classic burger every now and again.
Very Andy Cohen, Corner Bistro.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I think we're like, she seems stuck in 1984. So
yes,
I'm
like,
happy to say that, yeah, she's like kind of a well done burger. Let's just say it. I don't think it's rare over there in Whoopi Town. Big old beefsteak, tomato.
Onion, cheeseburger in paradise. She's very cheeseburger in paradise. And then, oh, she smokes like so much weed. She's so vape.
Yeah. And she like got in trouble for like being high or something. Oh wait, she admitted that she was high when she like accepted her Oscar
for Ghost.
Fucking iconic.
That's pretty dope. Who are you in the book? I mean, neither of us are Whoopi because like I feel like we're both so like relationship.
We're both pretty relationship. We both love to have girlfriends.
I feel like
and I'm certainly having more than an annual hit and run.
Definitely.
I mean, you're kind of annual.
I guess I'm more like, okay, it's the year's annual hit and run. So I called up an old French man. I'm a little ask Whoopi. Like, ask Whoopi.
You're the concept of a question.
Yeah, I'm someone asking Whoopi.
You are a question waiting to be answered.
Okay, you're
fair.
A minion, and it's more conceptual. You're the minions, I'm Ask Whoopi.
Because I'm so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I don't know. I give this book 1.5 minions that I want to fuck, but can't find the hole. I was just like, This book is so random. She put very little effort into it.
I give this two.
She reveals absolutely nothing.
Two very well used vibrators out of five because I just love hearing her voice. Ask Whoopi.
I do love hearing her voice.
And for her to talk about how she wants to like fuck an 80-year-old.
There was some choice moments in there, and I did appreciate Princessa Charmita.
Yeah.
That's what I'm giving the 1.5 minions for, is the Princessa Charmita.
Other than that, though, I think, yeah, if you're looking for Whoopi, come.
Watch a film.
Watch Boys on the Side. Watch Carino. Watch Sister Act. Watch.
Sister Act 2.
I don't know. Soap Dish.
What's that?
It's a movie, 90s movie about like soap opera stars.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. She has a lot of fun movies, okay?
Well, thank you so much, Club Kids, for another rollicking episode. We can't wait to see you next week back here in the iHeart Studios.
Offices in Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, Toronto, Los Angeles. Anyway, best.
Best.
This episode of Celebrity Book Club was produced and edited by Darby Masters. The supervising producer and editor is Abu Zafar. Christina Everett is executive producer. Bahid Frazier is the engineer. Stephen Phillips Horse made the theme song. Teddy Blanks did the artwork. Oh, and please, Club Kids, join our Patreon. Patreon.com/CBCThePod. $5 a month. It gets sexier and sexier every single week. Oh, do you want to leave a review on iTunes? I know, it's crazy, old school, but do it. It's fun. Best.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.